A story now about another group of learners, a group that sometimes has a difficult path, adult students. Now, when you hear that, you might be thinking of people who are looking to build job skills or maybe go back to high school or college for a diploma. Some educators believe that what older students really need to succeed are deep, transformative challenges. More than four decades ago, a professor in Washington State started a college at her kitchen table to provide just that. Anya Kamenetz of NPR's Ed Team reports.
When Maxine Mims turned 90 this spring, Oprah sent her flowers. Today, she wears a headdress, a robe, a necklace, bracelets, and rings all crowded with gemstones. She's now retired, but she started this college by teaching students in her home from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. before she drove to her main job as a professor in Olympia.
I knew it in my heart. I knew it in my spirit that it would work, that it would be successful, because I didn't start with brick and mortar. I didn't care about a building.
That was in 1972. Eventually, the Tacoma program became an official campus of Evergreen State, a public college. There are just a few hundred students now at this tiny strip mall campus. The average age here, 38. Most are women and people of color, and that's by design, says Mims.
This campus is about access. Access for the black and brown student to get a college degree.
It takes about 2 years, during the day or at night, to finish up a bachelor's degree that students started someplace else. 4 out of 5 of these students eventually do graduate, a rate that easily beats other colleges that serve returning adults.
I don't believe in any negatives. I believe that every black person born in America is a genius and brilliant.
The auditorium is set up like a high school science fair today with folded cardboard displays. This is the spring fair where students present projects they design to address problems they see around them, like homelessness or mass incarceration.
I call it like my career path, but it's just my life work.
This is Precious Yarbrough. She's 28, a doula, a lactation educator, and a mother of 5. Her graduating project is the Puget Sound Birth Professionals of Color, a group she founded to offer her community more support for healthy births. Yarbrough often brought her youngest son to class.
It's like all the students have held my baby at least a couple times.
She, like other students, tells us that what really stands out here is the support they offer each other.
The students around you are more like teammates than classmates.
The professors team up too. The classes all combine different topics like photography and geometry. Students often journal and talk about their lives. These are what are called high-impact practices. Studies show they make for more engagement and more persistence in college. This is important for people who are giving school a second try, who have often struggled in the past.
Because there is that moral mission. Our job is to turn lives around, help people make good decisions or better decisions that they've made in the past.
Peter Baccio teaches subjects including law and literature.
I've been in the college teaching business 43 years, and I love this place.
But the kind of deep learning he's talking about goes against the grain. Colleges that advertise to adult learners promise to put them into the latest, hottest technical jobs quickly. And the truth is, enrollment at Tacoma has been down lately. The faculty has been cut from 7 to 6 to just 5 members next year. Baccio is upset.
The thing is that the bean counters don't understand what it is we do here.
Evergreen's president George Bridges says that's not true. They're launching a rebranding campaign to try to attract more students to Tacoma. But there are headwinds. Employment is up, so fewer people nationwide are heading back to school. And working-class residents are being pushed out of this gentrifying neighborhood. For now, this place remains a refuge for the students who do find their way here, like Kirby Christopher.
I'll be 60 in about the day after I graduate.
Christopher originally dropped out of school in the 7th grade. He spent years in and out of jails and prisons. Only one of his 6 siblings graduated high school.
But since I came here to Evergreen Tacoma campus, my heart has got bigger.
Christopher says that meeting these people, reading authors like bell hooks, has changed his life. He wants to be a caseworker for people with mental health issues, just like the campus motto, enter to learn, depart to serve.
Enter to learn, depart to serve.
Anya Kamenetz, NPR News, Tacoma, Washington.
Enter to learn, depart to serve.